The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
We forgot all about him.
No, after, we did not.
We forgot all about him after we had such hope that he was going to win the governor's mansion. What is this? Who's this for? What song is this?
You know what?
I don't get it.
I'm putting you all on detention. Every single one of you. Suspended. Suspended because our friend,
he's Larry putting time Elder, out for losing.
Needs his music. Show some respect, for God's sake, people. Let's bring him in now. He's coming back to radio. I'm so excited. Monday is the day, the triumphant return of our buddy, guy I am super proud of, the Sage, Larry Elder. Mm-hmm. Good morning.
Morning. How quickly they forget my...
Dude!
What is this song they're playing? I'm enjoying it, but this is not a song.
You said we were having issues.
I'm telling you, I was like, okay, we're going to do the record scratch, we're going to start the Sage's music, and then it's missing from the system. I mean, what is going on? I think, you know who I blame? I blame Carl Jackson. Carl Jackson has been filling in for you. He's obviously set this up to sabotage us all, don't you think, Larry?
I'm blaming Facebook.
All right. I'm blaming him. Mark Zuckerberg.
If there was one guy, if there was one guy who wanted Larry to win more than anybody else, it was Carl.
Hey, now.
I know. So welcome back, Sage.
Jen and Grant, I've been watching the controversy over Dave Chappelle's comedy sketch. Have you seen it yet?
This is why he's so good. I haven't watched it, but we've heard clips. We've actually played some on the program.
Yeah, and I haven't watched it myself, but I've seen clips as well, and apparently he's being attacked because he's made some jokes about trans people and the thing is considered to be misogynist and transphobic. Mm-hmm. I read a long article this morning in the New York Times, and the co-CEO of Netflix, whose name is Reed Hastings, is defending it, citing how well it's done on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, like 96%, I think.
96%. Well, guess what else got a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes?
Uncle Tom.
Uncle Tom.
I know.
And Netflix refused to carry it. Amazon Prime carried it. iTunes carried it. Netflix turned it down. I'm just saying.
Wow. We got to write a letter to Reed.
And Reed Hastings gave $3 million to my opponent, Gavin Newsom. When he defended the closer, Hastings said, well, you know, what Dave Chappelle is doing is talking about some things that make us uncomfortable, close quote. Like I didn't.
Right.
Rising homelessness, poor quality of schools, people leaving California,
absolutely,
brownouts, water supply shortages, on and on and on. But he gave $3 million to my opponent who was not talking about these uncomfortable things. So
no, but let's talk about that. First of all, I know people want to know how you are doing. You were on vacation. You took some time. You were working really, really, really hard in the run-up to this election. So how was your time off? Where are you right now? What are we going to expect on Monday when you return to the airwaves? By the way, 6 p.m. on AM 870, 3 p.m. AM 590, The Answer.
Thank you. Well, the time away was good. I went to Key West. I'd never gone there before.
Looking like a stud on a jet ski, by the way.
Well, I've always considered myself to be a writer more than anything else. I do a lot of things and I've done a lot of things, but I consider myself principally to be a writer. So it was a treat for me to see where Ernest Hemingway wrote around 75% or so of his books, this little room where he wrote it in the house in Key West. So that was a big treat for me. But more than that, I was just chilling. I worked 20-hour days. You got 3 or 4 hours of sleep. I started losing my voice, but it came back strong the last few days. Any politician who's running hard will lose his or her voice if you're really working hard, I'm told, and that's exactly what happened. But I was treated in Key West almost like a conquering hero. I would go to a restaurant. Someone would come up to me. You're the guy that ran for governor. Yes. Drinks are on me. Meals are on me. I gained 10 pounds. I can't turn down anything that has the word free next to it. And right now, I'm going to set up a political action committee so I can help Republicans take back the House, take back the Senate. I don't know that a rematch against Gavin Newsom makes a whole lot of sense. You look at the battlefield, 2003, when Gray Davis was recalled and Schwarzenegger took over, there are now 5% more registered Democrats. It's almost half the state. There are 50% more registered independents, and even the New York Times admitted independents in California vote Democrat. Mm-hmm. And you have 33% fewer registered Republicans, and still I receive the same percentage, in fact, higher percentage on the replacement vote side than did Schwarzenegger. I got a higher percentage than my other 45 rivals combined, raised $20 million in 7 or 8 weeks, more money than my rivals combined, and one of whom campaigned for an entire year, the two-term mayor of San Diego. So by any stretch, we did really well. There are
3.5 million votes, and that's
3.5 million votes.
Over
58
that.
Count. 58 counties in California, we carry 29, he carried 29. So it was really an extraordinary performance. But I'm not sure that, you know, the math works out to even have a rematch. Even if I get in longer, presumably I could raise more money. Maybe I could raise as much money as he's raising, and that would then be a fair fight, at least financially. But given the math, given the I consider it to be a 3-to-1 margin, not a 2-to-1 margin, if you throw in the independents, Democrats and independents versus Republicans. I'm not sure how any real Republican can win. By that, I'm talking about somebody who's pro-life, somebody who believes in low taxes, somebody who believes opposes vaccine and face mask mandates, somebody who believes in secure borders, somebody who believes in choice and education. I'm not sure somebody like that could even win in California.
You know, Larry, and it's sad to think of what you're laying out here, because even a fake Republican, I don't think, could win. I think if you're going to have a chance at winning, you'd want to be the person you just laid out, the person that you are, all of those things. But it's sad to me to hear you say what I really had believed even from the start, that I knew this was going to be an uphill battle. The chance of a Republican winning the governor's mansion in California may be gone for a really long time.
Well, Grant, here's what they did. They called me a Trump Republican. They called me a Trump wannabe. Gavin Newsom said I was, quote, more Trump than Trump, close quote. And I was called Trump light. So they really couldn't figure out what the hell even to call me. And remember when the woman in the gorilla mask threw the egg at me?
Yeah.
In a Venice homeless encampment. L.A. Times headline, elder involved in altercation in Venice. Picture of me, actually I was hugging a campaign supporter, but the picture was frozen, so it looked as if I was slapping her.
It's disgusting.
If you just read the headline and just saw the picture, you would assume that the altercation is elder attacking a female.
Mm-hmm.
And they took down the picture after the woman in the picture complained, but they kept the headline up there. So this is the kind of treatment that I was subjected to the whole time there.
And let's not forget the mail-in scheme. The mail-in scheme is now it's now permanent. This is what they're going to do. They're going to march around. There was nobody who was excited to go out and vote for Gavin Newsom. I haven't found one of them who was excited to go out and save the governor's job. And I talked to a lot of different people. But the unions went out there. They march around. They go out and collect the ballots. And, you know, it's just until we get rid of that, it's going to be difficult. But you know what, Larry? President. Vice President. Let's go.
Well, we'll see. I got about 200,000 individual donations, some people contributing as little as $50, $25, and more than half of them came outside the state. People that had never been here, had no connection here, recognized that this is the fifth largest economy in the world. So goes California. So goes the nation. One-party state rule in California does not bode well for one-party state rules in other states as well. So,
you know what I like? I like Trump Elder. I think it has a ring to it. Since they married you, you might as well stick with it.
So I had a national footprint, and indeed even international inquiries from all over the world interviewing me about the race. So I really don't know about that, but I do know that short term we need to take back the House, back the Senate, and I'll be concentrating on that.
Incremental wins, absolutely. Yeah. Follow
and
him
lastly,
right now at Larry Elder.
Real quick, I'm just looking forward to hearing you back on a radio Monday,
absolutely.
Larry.
Well, I appreciate that. I got a few things to say.
I bet you do. Join him at 3 p.m. on AM 590, 6 p.m. on AM 870. There he goes. We love him. The Sage. Glad you're back. We can't wait to hear you Monday.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.